just one halakha, the laws of Shulchan and laws of Shabbat and laws of Bishul. Maran in Shin Yud Het discusses a case of Pashtida. The Pashtida is a doughy item that has inside of it Shuman. Shuman is fat. The question is, are you allowed to, let's say, put that Pashtida on Shabbat, let's say, to reheat it? So today we have a blech, or we have a hot plate. So the Pashtida itself is cooked already. We know the rule of En Bishul, Har Bishul, En Afiyah, Har Afiyah. And the Shuman also was cooked. So you don't have a problem with the Shuman either. The problem is that when you put the Pashtida on the fire, the Shuman becomes the Mawah. It becomes liquefied. And the question then might be that once it becomes liquefied, so now already you're reheating a liquid. Maran does not look at it that way. Maran says that since you put it on when it was a solid, it's considered a food, and since it's considered a food, that you use a solid item, you have no problem, even though later on it's going to be nimawah, and he was not hoshesh of nolad, he wasn't hoshed as a gizirah, maybe it's like sechitat perot, he was matir, beferush, and you're allowed to put it, Maran's language is even in the place where it can reach out, so let it go. Different ways to interpret the Maran, but we're discussing the halakha l'maaseh, that if a person has something that was in the refrigerator, and as a result of it, some of the fat congealed, he would be allowed to put that back on the blech on Shabbat, and not be concerned about the congealed fat, even though by the time you take it off, it already is nimawah already. That's the opinion of Maran. Ashkenazim clearly are more mahmir on this than the Sefaradim, like the Ramah brings down, that the menhag of the Ashkenazim is to be strict. According to the poskim, Acham David Yosef brings it down, there will be no difference between Shuman Shenikrash or Rotev Shenikrash. Let's say you have a liquid, and as a result of putting it in the refrigerator or putting it, leaving it out, it became congealed. Even though it started off as a Rotev, now the fact that it is congealed has the same name of Shuman, and therefore, just like you're allowed to put the Shuman back on to reheat, you can put the Rotev Shenikrash as well. However, there's one distinction that Acham David does make, which is very important. Let's say a person takes soup and he makes cubes out of the soup, or he takes another type of liquidy item that was cooked and he makes ice cubes out of them, or he freezes it, like people sometimes they put the kibbeh hamdan in the freezer. Now he wants to take that out on Shabbat and he wants to reheat it. Maybe you'll argue, well, that's rotev shenikrash. Rotev shenikrash, we say, as a din of a salad, and then we have no problem. Acham David makes the chiluk and he says that in that case over there is considered rotev. Why? Because if you leave it alone, it'll melt into water. So therefore, it has a din of water. But she anchored this shuman shenikrash and rotev shenikrash, it's a solid item. The only way it's going to go back into a liquid is if you heat it. So therefore, it would be forbidden on Shabbat to take cube soup or cubed gravy or cubed any type of hamid that a person did from before Shabbat, cubed or frozen, and put it back. You cannot rely on this heter of Shuman Shenikrash to rely on putting iced liquid back on. However, if it's just because of the Shuman or the Rotev Shenikrash, then according to Maran, there is no problem to put it back, even though it'll reach Yatzoledet.